Last weekend was so much fun. Let's do it again.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to dadgum get after it. Happy Friday. Last weekend was so much fun, from the visits to the baseball to the golf. Hey, let's do it again. Why not? Let's do it again. We're going to have it a little bit different in some areas, but hey, we got some action across all of it, and we're going to give out the Jack Arse of the Week. And this one's special, so you definitely want to stay tuned for that one. This weekend, you're having another big official visit weekend. It's going to be a little bit of a different type of weekend, but nonetheless, it's still very, very important. Remember, we're coming down the home stretch, I guess, of visits before summer shuts down into a dead period. So you got this weekend, and you got two more. So you got to swing for the fences while you have the opportunity. This weekend is going to be a weekend where you're going to have more commits than last weekend. When what I mean by that is guys that are already committed to Auburn. You got Mison Johnson-Cook, Donovan Moore, Kareem Palmer coming back into town, Brylan O'Dour coming into town, and then your quarterback, Gary Chapman. I don't think he had quite as many commits last weekend. Doesn't matter, though, because you still have some guys out there that I think Auburn's looking to, hey, let's go ahead and shut the door. There's a couple of guys, hey, let's go ahead and try to shut the door on. And then, hey, maybe there's some guys, I think this staff is learning, hey, maybe we have more opportunities with guys than maybe we initially thought. And we get them here on a visit, and it's like maybe more like a, let's just feel things out. And it turns out, man, we could get this kid. And I think there's some guys like that in this class or in this visit weekend as well. Let's start at the ones we can close the door on. Auburn could close the door on. And one in particular that I think is at the top of the list is Marquise Evans. MJ Evans from Spain Park High School. He's listed as an edge at 6'5", 235 pounds, 240 pounds, something around there. He's a 4-star on some sites, 3-star on some sites. Auburn loves him. And I tell you what, when you look at the offer list, it looks like a lot of other teams love him as well. When you're talking about when you got Ohio State on the list and the Floridas of the world, you're probably pretty good. He's been on the verge, I feel like, of a commitment. It seems like all of 2026. So maybe this is it. Maybe you get him in. It's committing season, and you can go ahead and close the door. I'm really curious to see where he ends up on the field if he lands as an Auburn Tiger, because, again, he's listed as an edge, but then you're talking about bringing in two more edges that are really more cut from the same cloth as, like, your Kieron Crawford size or your – Jalen McLeod size, that 6'3", 230, really quick off the edge. And then Marquise Evans is really more like a Jared Smith or a Keldrick Falk, you know, 6'6", 6'5", 240, probably can play bigger, probably can play closer. I wouldn't be shocked if he's in that 265, 270 range at some point in time if he lands up in Auburn in his Auburn career. So another in-state kid that you may be able to get on the board, and I think there's a lot of confidence that that can happen, and this visit is very, very important in making sure that, hey, everything, all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed. Let's go ahead and get that trigger pull, my guy, and get this man in the class. Marquise Evans, definitely one to watch out for. Another one, this is crazy because Auburn makes top fours and top final fours and final fives all the time. You know, you'll see a graphic thrown up, and Auburn is in the mix for a guy all the time. But are they really? You know, we see those graphics and you're like, yeah, well, that name isn't super on my radar, so that we're in it, but we're probably not really in it. Reed Ramsire released a top two kind of out of the blue, and it was Auburn and Texas. And I'm going to be honest, at first glance, I kind of shrugged it off because I knew the name was associated with Auburn, but I didn't really realize how much of a real shot Auburn had with him. And, I mean, the top two should have given it away. It's just that there wasn't a whole lot of, I guess, hype leading up to that. So he's actually canceled some visits, and he's only going to visit Auburn and Texas. And his visit, he bumped all the way up to this weekend. I really, really like this kid. I really, really like where Auburn stands with this kid. I don't know if you can slam the door this weekend, because I just think he's the kind of guy that's going to stick to his word, and he's probably going to go visit Texas. But I think Auburn loves him as a player, and I think he really is intrigued by the pathway to playing time. I think there is a pathway for him to get on the field really early, the same with, you know, like a Leighton Von Brandt. And if you add this kid to that offensive line, which I think is already a pretty solid offensive line class, man, another four-star offensive lineman. He's an interior guy, could probably play center one day, 6'4", 305 already, good family, good kid. I think this would be a huge addition. Those two guys, I think, are probably who you have that are the closest where maybe you could just slam the door, okay? And then there's some guys where it's like, hey, let's bring him in. Let's take a shot, see what happens. You got Terrence Smith coming in from Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Another big-time offensive tackle, four-star offensive guy. He's listed as interior, but he's so long, man. 6'7", 290 pounds. Could he potentially be a tackle in the future? That's a guy you maybe take a shot at. And then James Branch is a really unique prospect because he's huge. He's listed as a wide receiver. I think he could play defensive back, and he goes to St. Francis Academy. Auburn actually, it shows Auburn leading on that Rivals recruiting prediction deal over Stanford. Haven't heard a ton about him, but I want to see what happens this weekend. 6'3 and a half, 210 pounds. Again, listed as a wide receiver. That could be an interesting one to watch as well. You may start seeing some of the guys from last weekend, potentially announcing some commitment dates. You may start getting a better idea of, again, two of the guys that we listed. Maybe they'll announce some commitment dates. June is going to be popping. So this is going to be another fun weekend for recruiting as well. Golf, it's going to be fun today. It's going to be fun in a different way. And then, obviously, you got the Super Regional this weekend. So, that starts, I guess, no, not this weekend. It starts tonight. Come on, Kyle. Lock in. Here we go. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout-out to the PTAC, Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika, where two parkways collide. We're talking about Pepperell Parkway and Veterans Parkway, right on the corner, baby. Literally in the corner. It's getting hot outside. Get your AC checked. Why not? It's free at Precision Tune Auto Care. Free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis. Takes about 30 minutes. You're in, you're out, and you get to sit in that plush lounge. They got a bidet. Like, it's fantastic. Can't beat it. If anything's going on with your AC, you can get $50 off your AC repairs over $300, and they're open now at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can get in there early and drop it off before work. Hey, and then on top of it all, you can get a $50 oil change. Where can you get a $50 oil change in Lee County? I don't know that you can. You, other than Precision Tune Auto Care, just tell them you listen to the barn and drop it off between 7 and 9 a.m. And then let's show some love to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner or a realtor or an insurance agent or a mortgage guy, hey, all across the country, we want you listed on here. It's less than $1 a day. You can get in front of a lot of Auburn fans. And Auburn fans, hey, before you do business with anyone, do business with Auburn people. Hey, if you're going to be a part of the Auburn family, be a part of the Auburn family. Show us some love at buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. All right, you got golf celebration today. We're going to kind of combine these two. You got the national title ceremony today at Toomer's Corner. I went to the last one. It was really fun. They block everything off. They have a stage. They have like a roped off section where they bring back a bunch of former players. It's a big deal. It's a lot of fun. You roll Toomer's. I know Toomer's has already been rolled once. It's going to be probably rolled again. It starts at 2:30 Central Standard Time. I know a lot of people are like, man, I can't believe you didn't talk about golf yesterday. And I really wanted you guys to get to know Taylor Williams, T-Dub, who does our film breakdowns, and had to record before, you know, the golf was over. So typically I record early in the morning. I wanted you guys to meet him. So I recorded before we actually won the Natty. So I didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday. And I knew on Afternoon Delight we were going to talk about it. So today it's more about celebration. It's two national championships in 3 years. What if we won two football national championships in 3 years? You wouldn't be able to talk to us. We'd have our nose stuck so far in the air, like you, we'd be unbearable. I mean, think about that for golf. Like it's unbelievable. There's so many teams that are good at golf. Like there's so many teams that can play. It's not just like a lot of your other sports where you got maybe, I don't know, 15 or 20 teams at any point in time that can actually win a national championship. I mean, you got guys everywhere that can play. And to just be so consistent, like to maintain that level of intensity, maintain that level of play over this three-year span. I mean, last year you probably – had a better team, and you just get knocked off, you know, at the Nationals. And then this year you come back and you go through the match play and you're utterly dominant. Utterly dominant, like barely any of the matches ever really stood a chance. I think you gave up 1 point through the whole thing. It's just crazy how stacked that freaking lineup is. And guess what? You get to bring a bunch of them back. Yeah, you're going to lose more than likely. I guess he could come back. You're probably going to lose the best player in the world, amateur, in Jackson Koivun. But you had two freshmen in that five-man lineup that were dominant. You had Caden Pope, sophomore. He kicked everyone's tail in the match play. So let's go celebrate them today. It's really cool because that's at 2:30, and it's probably going to last about an hour or so, and then you kind of get to hang out and have some fun, and then Plainsman opens for your super regional game one matchup at 5, and then the gates open at 6, and then it's going to be a party tonight. I don't know who made this decision, but it was pretty wise. Last week, it was used as a retention tool through all the rain delays and weather. How do we keep people here? I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to make concessions affordable, specifically hot dogs and beer. And guess what? They're like, it was so popular, we're running it back. $1.25 hot dogs, $2.50 domestics. It's going to be rocking. go get you a couple burgers and dogs. I'm sorry, a couple beers and dogs, and watch this game. It's incredible, guys. The secondary market on tickets, the cheapest one I can find is $273 on game time. You got tickets going as high as $1,200 for a baseball game. It's nuts, man. I take that back. I do see one in the Tiger Terrace for $102 on there. So if you still want to get one, you can get one ticket in the Tiger Terrace for $102. It's just absolutely insane. You got Andy Alvarez going off as your game one starter. He has been a machine, and I think that just shows, hey, game one, super important. Game one, let's shut them down. Let's send a message early. So you're sending out, I say your ace. Like, I guess there's a good argument for all of them to potentially be your ace, but he's probably been, you know, maybe the most consistent. Really cool story, too, going from midweek guy to weekend guy, and he's just been unhittable for the most part. That's going to be just an incredible environment. I can't wait for that. We are going to have a barn cast. It's going to kick off, obviously, right around first pitch, 7 o'clock. We're going to have a giveaway, so make sure you're stay tuned, and I think you're going to really like the item that we're giving away, so you make sure you're tuned in for that, and come ready to party. Come ready to party. I can't wait to celebrate with the you know, the first home run. It'll be electric. We got the strikeout calls lined up. We are ready to go. We're ready to party tonight. So make sure you're there. Yeah, gotta let the beat drop one time. All right, let's go to Jack Arce of the Week. I've been waiting for this, man. I've been waiting for this ever since I saw it. Jack Arce of the Week brought to you by Jack Arce Rentals. Go to jackarcerentals.com if you're in the East Alabama, Columbus market and you got a project, but you don't have the equipment. This is the place you need to go. You can say, hey, I listen to the barn. Give me 10% off in person or online. When you check out, you can use barn 10 to take 10% off. They got everything you need from skid steers, mini X's, any kind of lifts you need. All kinds of machinery for your projects that you got going on. Hey, show them some love. JJ, Auburn guy, tell JJ that we sent you. Show them some love. It's Jack Arce Rentals. My Jack Arce of the Week is Nick Saban. 100% Nick Saban, and it's for one particular statement he made in his testimony, whatever you want to call it, in support of the Protects College Sports Act in front of Congress. Okay. Now, as a whole, I would say that there's a lot of things that I probably agree with in this particular testimony. But one thing, man, just rubbed me the wrong way, big time. And it's like, do you think we are all so dumb to know what was going on when you were at Alabama? Do you think we're all that stupid? And this is essentially the quote. The current system that we're under has hurt student athletes who miss out on personal growth, and it's hurt competitive balance. Too often, whoever can raise the most money can buy the best roster. That is the most ironic, I'm just going to say, hypocritical statement you could ever make with a straight face. The most money creates a competitive advantage. Well, I guess you're speaking from experience. You think we all got our head in the sand and think that you just, everybody all of a sudden just started coming to Alabama for no reason whatsoever just because of you? Come on, man. There's terms like bag man that exist. There's terms like dropping the bag that existed way before NIL. And it's because of you. So let's... And the idea that competitive balance is now out of whack because of NIL, as opposed to when you were there at Alabama, there was no competitive balance. It was like four teams. I mean, how many times did we watch Alabama and Clemson in the national championship? Now, there's a lot of things about NIL that I think could be fixed and tuned up. But now, all these teams that have been sitting on money and didn't have the organization behind the scenes like Alabama does and did, now all these teams, they don't have to have those. They can spend the money they've probably always wanted to spend legally, and it's really leveled the playing field. We get Texas, sure, Texas is going to have $40 million. They haven't won a damn thing. They've had the most money forever. Haven't won a damn thing. If they don't win 10, 11 games and make the playoffs or go deep in the playoffs, Sark's going to be on the hot seat. Money doesn't always buy you a championship unless nobody else can spend the money and only you can. Then it can. You destroyed competitive balance. Now it's being more spread out. We had Indiana, the worst college football program in college football. The worst Power Five college football program in college football go undefeated and win a national championship last year and beat, I believe, Miami was number 10. One of the last teams in to the national championship to the playoff. The top four seeds are 1-8 or 1-7. Sorry, 1-7 with a bye in the college football 12-team tournament. Parity has never been at a high. There's never been more parity ever. You look at the recruiting rankings. The recruiting rankings now. When you look at a class, particularly I'm looking on 247 Sports, it's a cumulative point total, okay? So the more top-end recruits I get, the more points I get. The top-end points are coming down. And why is that? It's because the talent is being spread out. Oklahoma is the number two class in the country, okay, currently. They have 22 commits. They can't. There's not going to be that many more added to the class. The point total they have right now would have them 15th in the country last year. Okay? So how many more points, how many more spots do you think they can really jump adding, you know, another, maybe they'll add another three to get to 25? I mean, it's really hard to add just a pile of high school kids. It's kind of a waste, to be honest, too. Clemson's number six, their point total, they're currently the number six class in the country with 22 commits. Their class is almost finished. Their point total in last year's rankings, they'd have been, I think, barely inside the top 25. I was barely inside the 25, top 25. Competitive balance now could not be more balanced. What are you talking about? That really drove me crazy. Really, really rubbed me the wrong way. Yeah, there's a lot about college sports that needs to be cleaned up. Give me a break. Wrong messenger. Chandler Wooten nailed it. Wrong messenger to be talking about competitive balance. Give me a break, guys. Appreciate y'all listening. Make sure you're tuned in for the Barncast tonight. We're going to have a blast. It's going to be a ton of fun. Come ready to party. Can't wait to see y'all this evening. We're out of here. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.